Unit 5. Teen Entrepreneur Startup Tips.
Ben Cathers was just 12 when he started his first business, a web marketing and advertising company aimed at teenagers that eventually grew into 2 offices and 10 employees. Not ready to stop there, Ben also launched a national radio show, again with teenagers as his target audience. Now 19 and a student at the Boston University School of Management, he is launching his 3rd startup. Because marketing in particular is such a crucial part of business success, we decided to speak with him about it, focusing on some of the common mistakes teen entrepreneurs make in order to learn the essentials of successful marketing. Hello, Ben. Welcome to our show. Is there one marketing mistake you see teen entrepreneurs making over and over again?
The main thing I see is that entrepreneurs do not know who their customers are, who they're marketing to, or what their clients want. Sometimes entrepreneurs take the cheapest route possible, thinking, marketing is marketing. But I've seen a lot of people who have skimped on their marketing budgets and have had just absolutely no results compared to the people who spent a little extra. If you don't know who your customers are, if you don't know how you're going to market to them or what they want, then there's absolutely no way to reach them. I had somebody on my radio show advertise once. He was representing an eye care company, and he bought the ad because we offered him a good package. But he didn't get any sales, and he complained to us. And I said, look, you knew that all the people listening to the show were teenagers. You marketed a product toward 45-year-olds, so there's obviously not going to be a connection.
How can teen entrepreneurs figure out who their marketing should target?
They should first develop a marketing plan. They should really research who their customers are and see what they're doing. If they're targeting teenagers, they have an advantage because they know how they get their information. If they're marketing to adults, they need to do some research. They need to research that target market first to understand what influences them. Is it word of mouth? Should they advertise in a magazine? And so on.
Do you think it's easier for teen entrepreneurs to go after customers their own age?
That was one of my advantages when I ran my internet company because I targeted teenagers. It was very easy because all I ever thought about was, this is how I get my information. When you start a business, there are hundreds of people begging you to buy ads from them, and I knew that I would never get a response from some of the companies who contacted me. I knew those weren't going to work for my customers because it wouldn't work for me.
Do you think that may be a problem if entrepreneurs take for granted that I do everything this way, so all 16-year-olds must be just like me?
You can't just rely on one source. If you market to teenagers and you're marketing based on yourself, your research is based on just one person and that won't work. You have to base your research on a larger target group.
How do you determine how much money and time you should put into your marketing?
When you write your business plan, that's one of the things you're going to have to look into. You're going to have to do some research on the costs. If you contact a market research company, they can give you an estimate, or you can ask around to find out what the average prices are. It really depends on what kind of business you have.
In your book, you focused quite a bit on internet marketing. Do you think that's the most effective way for teenage entrepreneurs to market their businesses?
For teenagers, absolutely. Because the reason why internet marketing works so well is that you don't have to spend much money and you pay only for results. Focusing on search engine marketing, which is basically paying for positions in a search engine, is probably one of the best ways you can go. Because when people use a search engine, they're specifically looking for your product. If somebody types in video games, they're obviously looking for video games. And then if you have a video game sponsor, you can broadcast your message about video games only to the people who are looking for video games. From there, you only pay when somebody actually comes to your site and does business with you. It really minimizes your risk, because if you buy an ad in a magazine, there are no guarantees. But if you buy an ad on a search engine, you're getting a guarantee that someone's going to visit your site. If you find you have a lot of people coming to your site, and you can't make a sale, there's something wrong on your end, and you'll have to do research to find out why people aren't buying.
Thank you, Ben, for this very interesting interview. Teenpreneurs out there, if you have any further questions, just call in. Ben is going to answer your questions.